What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first son and said, Go and work in the vineyard today. He answered, I will not. But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, I go, sir. And he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? Jesus is answering the religious leaders' questions regarding authority. The father has authority. At the time Jesus told this parable, the father was considered to be the head of the household. All honor, respect, and obedience belonged to the father. At that time, it was only the head of the household that could own land. And this father is an excellent provider, for he has a vineyard. Honor your father and mother makes God's top 10 list of ways to live life. Pure requests from your father and mother are to be honored and followed. God is our mother and our father, for God created us. God provides everything. God deserves all honor, respect, and obedience. Jesus has authority because Jesus is God. There is only one requirement for membership in this church, and that is that you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You do not need to be a member to partake of the Lord's Supper, to feast upon the spiritual nourishment of Holy Communion or worship. You simply need to come and trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior. At baptism, confirmation, and when one becomes a member of this congregation, there is one question that is asked. Do you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? The Savior part is expressed at the end of the parable, but right at the beginning is the matter of lordship. Lord is defined as a person who has authority and power, a ruler whom service and obedience is due. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus provides us with everything. Jesus is the all-wise, all-powerful, and all-loving. Jesus has authority over every aspect of our being. We owe Jesus everything. All glory, power, and honor belong to Jesus. The greatest commandment is, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Jesus has authority, for Jesus is our Lord. What do you think? God, your Lord, asks you to work in the vineyard. God asks you to love everyone, even your enemies. God asks you to share with those in need. God asks you to develop your gifts and abilities, to hope and dream, to follow your passion, to be joyful. God asks you to forgive others, to forgive yourself. God asks you to tell others about God's grace, peace, and abundant life. God asks you to be the beautiful, wonderful, unique, cherished, loved, one-of-a-kind person God created you to be. God asks you to enjoy time with God. God asks you to love. God asks you something. At times you say no, but later change your mind and do it. Other times you say yes, but never follow through. Which times are you doing the will of God? The religious leaders said, the first. I really think it's neither. The defiant no lacks honor, is selfish, insults authority, shames God, and reveals one's desire to take God's rightful place as Lord. The yes with no action accomplishes nothing. What do you think? Jesus said to the religious leaders, Truly I tell you, the corrupt tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. Do you hear that amazing grace in Jesus' reply? Jesus has a lot of harsh words for the religious leaders, and rightfully so, for they were making plenty of mistakes. And the religious leaders were certainly trying to get rid of Jesus' authority in every way possible. And they were hoping to find grounds upon which to crucify him. As a matter of fact, this happened just 3 days before they succeeded in crucifying Jesus. Yet Jesus still has so much grace, so much love and forgiveness for them that they still get into the kingdom of God. Did you recognize that? Jesus said, Truly I tell you, the corrupt tax collectors and prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. but they are going in. Both sons are going into the kingdom of God. The religious leaders are going into the kingdom of God. We have been exploring the kingdom of God and its parables for weeks. The kingdom of God is both glorious, eternal life in heaven, but it is also a present reality that can be experienced right here, right now, in your daily life. Jesus said to the religious leaders, "Truly I tell you, the corrupt tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." John preached a very short sermon. Turn from your sins and turn to God, because the kingdom of God is near. The corrupt tax collectors and prostitutes and all who believe, John, that the kingdom of God is near, that forgiveness, peace, joy, love, and abundant life is near, that believe Jesus is Lord and Savior, they get into the kingdom of God first. They get to experience some of heaven right here on earth. They get to experience the kingdom of God as they marvel in God's forgiveness, enjoy God's healing, savor restored relationships, relish their redemption, and celebrate Jesus, their Lord and Savior, forming them into a glorious person. The religious leaders, the scoffers, the murderers of Jesus, they too will one day get into the kingdom of God. However, since they cannot let go of their anger, hatred, and guilt, since they are unwilling to turn from their sins and turn to God, since they are unable to profess Jesus as Lord and Savior, since they are unable to fathom God's grace that forgives, heals, and makes whole them and everyone, they will have to wait until their resurrection to experience the kingdom of God. What do you think about your life? How do you resist Jesus as your Lord and Savior? How have you pushed away the kingdom of God? How have you at times behaved like the first son, saying no to God, but then later doing God's will? And how have you at times been like the second son, saying yes to God, but then not following through with your promise? Amazing grace. Jesus is our Savior. Both sons, all of us, are getting into the kingdom of God. What do you think? Jesus is inviting you into self-discovery. Jesus is inviting you to recognize and embrace the authority of God's will that will resurrect all. How are you like the second son, saying yes to God, but then failing to act? Barbara Brown Taylor said, "There is no shortage of people who say, believe, or stand for all the right things. There has always been plenty of those in the world. What God is short of are people who will go where God calls them and do what God gives them to do." Soren Kierkegaard said, "Jesus wants followers, not admirers." The Apostle Paul wrote, "I don't understand myself at all, for I really want to do what is right, but I don't do it." This is an ongoing dilemma for many of us. Most of us, most of the time, deep down, know what is right. We usually can discern what is the most excellent way of love. However, we often stumble when it comes time to actually do, to live it out in our daily life. We get easily distracted. Jealousy, anger, apathy, selfishness, fear flame up and push us off course. We tell Jesus we will go, yet we still have not gone. If you say you love God, then you should show your love through your life. 2 days earlier, Jesus entered Jerusalem, and there was a crowd there in awe of Jesus, healing, feeding of the hungry, and teaching. And they shouted words of praise. They shouted yes to Jesus, yes, over and over. But then, later that very same week, at his trial, many hid. Others were silent, and some even yelled, "Crucify him." Jesus' disciples all said yes to him, promised loyalty, yet each and every one of them personally betrayed him. That week, a hungry Jesus couldn't even get a single fig from a fig tree he created to bear fruit. What do you think? How do you say yes to Jesus and then fail to act? How are you like the first son with a defiant no? Sometimes the no is our resistance to authority. It is our rebellion to proclaim Jesus as Lord. The first four of God's top 10 ways to live life all deal with the issue of authority, living in a way that reveals God as our Lord. The first commandment states, "I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods before me." Sometimes we say no by making our Lord money, work, awards, winning at all costs, popularity, some person, ourself, an idol. Proclaiming Jesus as Lord is discovering that your life, everything you have, every blessing, all belongs to God. So in gratitude, you give back to God. Only God is Lord. Sometimes we just don't want to do God's work. No, I don't want to forgive. No, God, I don't want to love my enemy. No, I do not want to share. No, I don't want to serve. No, I don't want to worship. No, I don't want to glorify you, God, with my lifestyle and work. No, I don't want to be totally dependent on you, God. No, I don't want to do that ministry, to teach Sunday school, to be an elder or deacon, to clean the church, to invite my friends to church, to make dinner for someone in need, to visit the sick. No, I don't want to work the concession stand. No, I don't want to give my money to you, God. But then you do it. And obeying God, you discover the kingdom of God in your doing. For there is freedom in forgiveness, hope in serving, meaning in loving, peace in believing, joy in worship, blessings in doing God's will, an abundant life in living God's will and purpose. We all defy God's authority. Pastor Anna Carter Florence writes, "Every way we can defy authority, we do it. We sputter and grumble, we pretend to follow through or forget to, we sneak and snarl and slumber and change our minds, we throw around our weight and say, 'Don't even think about asking me to participate in this ministry because I won't.' We promise to be there absolutely without fail, and then we aren't. You can't help but think, 'Well, I'm not too impressed with either son, actually. It sounds to me like this entire family is due for a major disciplinary overhaul.' But how do you overhaul a human being? A human being who seemed programmed to defy and disappoint and in the end depend on grace alone. Is this the church? Is this what the church has to work with? Human beings who defy authority in every conceivable manner?" Anna continues, "Yes, thank goodness and thank God. Just like the parents of those two sons, we try to keep holding one another in love and accountability so that our first defiance, our first lapse, our first no may not be the last word. We try to keep holding on for one another the chance to repent and turn around so we can discover God's grace." This parable is incredibly good news for all of us. God the Father gives us everything. God calls us to work. Isn't it amazing? God has confidence in our ability to do the work. Even though we have a poor track record, God still trusts us. And God gives us room and freedom to choose and to do the work. And then when we fail to do God's work, do we get lectured? No, Jesus invites us to learn from our mistakes, put our failings behind us, and try again to do God's will. This parable is abundant with compassion, overflowing with love, and reveals endless forgiveness for all of us who make poor choices, disobey God, and fail to love. Jesus is Savior. Jesus is gracious. Both sons, the corrupt tax collectors, the corrupt religious leaders, prostitutes, all of them, all of us, everyone gets into the kingdom of God. We all fail to honor God's authority. We all fail in honoring Jesus as Lord. We all fail to do God's will. Yet, we are all saved by God's grace. Jesus' parable begins with authority and ends with grace. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. What do you think? Amen.